2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 21. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. 1 Timothy 3:15-16. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness, he who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. There is a relationship between creation and the church. God created all things for the church. God created the heavens, the earth, and billions of items in order to have the church. God's intention in his creation of all things, including man, was that man would be mingled with God to produce the church. Zechariah 12:1 says that the Lord stretched forth the heavens, laid the foundations of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. This indicates that the heavens are for the earth, that the earth is for man, and that man with the human spirit is for God. God's marvelous creation, focused on man, is for the purpose of producing the church. Therefore, Ephesians 3:9 speaks of the mystery hidden in God, who created all things. The basis of God's work in creation was God's will and plan. Revelation 4:11 says that all things were created according to God's will. God is a God of purpose, having a will of his own pleasure. God has a will, and according to that will, he conceived his plan. Then according to that will and plan, he created all things so that he may have the church. Today's reading. God's heart's desire is to have the real expression of Christ, the body of Christ, the increase of Christ. Furthermore, this is the ultimate satisfaction of man's spiritual experience. Unless you attain to this ultimate point, you can never be fully and ultimately satisfied. You may attain to some level of satisfaction through a certain amount of spiritual seeking and exercise, but after you achieve this satisfaction, you will still feel that you are short of something. You will never be fully satisfied until the Lord brings you to this ultimate point and you realize that you are a member of the body of Christ. You will never be ultimately satisfied until you realize that this body is the expression of Christ, the increase of Christ, and the enlargement of Christ. And you will never attain to this highest level of satisfaction until you are continually receiving the power of the Holy Spirit to reject yourself and give Christ as the Spirit the ground, chance, and opportunity to live in you and through you. When you reach this point, you will realize the genuine church life. Then you will be satisfied in an ultimate way. You will say to the Lord, "O Lord, this is it. This is what you want and what I need. This is your heart's desire and the very thing that I have been looking for." Especially in these last days, the Lord is seeking to recover the last of the divine things. Thus, we all must go along with the Lord to give him the free way. If we want to know about the life that a Christian should live, we have to know about the mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ should be our daily life. Without this mystery, our life would just be the life of a human being, it would not be the life of a Christian. The Christian life is a mystery, and this mystery has to do with Christ. This Christ is already in us as our life. He lives in us daily. In our daily life, everything, whether positive or negative, enjoyable or bitter, should be the expression of this mystery. The reason for this is that we are not the one who is living, but a mysterious one is living within us. Everyone in the world lives unto themselves. Whether they are happy or sorrowful, there is no mystery at all. But a Christian is different. In smooth circumstances he would give thanks. In adverse circumstances he would offer up praise. Others are bewildered by him. This is the mysterious story of Christ. This is the end of today's morning revival.